This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, music, football today, please. Uh-oh.
Well, Mike, I'm going to do something a little different right now. You were gone on vacation, and a lot of things happened over that period. So
yes.
Let's get to it. Things that happened while you were gone, and you can comment on it.
Okay.
Well, let's start immediately.
How many of these are going to start a fight? That's the question.
I don't think any.
Okay.
Well, unless you say thank you. So I'll get to this one because this happened the next day after you left, which was Dusty May and Michigan agreed to a new contract. The extension added a year to his original five-year deal, runs through spring of 2030.
There was nothing better. It was the most quintessential U of M thing ever. After MSU drops a grumpy at center court of their home arena, they run Ward up to the podium with an extension.
Bah. Oh, no. It was better than that. It was before the game.
It's the best.
Hey, by the way, he's got the extension, and as you like to say, dead. Yeah. And if it wasn't for a last-second three, I think they would be 0-3 since that contract extension.
But it's a great move for U of M. He's a damn good coach. You didn't want to run the risk of IU coming after him. He's a very good coach. And I look, if they give him resources, it's always been about resources. If you're going to coach U of M basketball, take it serious. Don't treat it like a wet wipe. And I think Dusty May will have a lot of success there. They got to get some guards, though. Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
If they had a point guard with this team, they'd be a national title contender.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, David, you want to know why they had senior night this...
I was confused.
Sunday and not this upcoming Wednesday?
I was confused.
Because they still have another home game. And it wasn't because of Vlad's parents, because that's what I thought it was. He's back. Juwan couldn't make it on Wednesday. Juwan Howard's kid, senior night for him.
Yeah, they moved it up for him.
The bad Howard.
In the immortal words of Bobby Williams, who are you?
Yeah.
They moved it up for Juwan because he couldn't make it Wednesday.
That's like changing the company retreat because the janitor can't make it. What?
They were excited to have him back, too. They really were excited to have him in the building.
And you know what? It was funny because it looked like his team from last year.
Okay, then. Keep it moving.
Let's just keep
moving. Top 10 Rico's really getting after it today.
Let's move over to the NBA. A couple things here. One, the 76ers announced Joel Embiid is out for the season. And then the Pistons beat the Celtics. They are contenders again.
Is there a question here?
Yeah, are they contenders?
No, it's ridiculous. Jaylen Brown didn't even play, and the Celtics on a back-to-back. Hey, listen, if you guys want to touch your chestnuts over that, that's
victory
your
lap.
Business.
Victory lap.
Go ahead.
Pistons are back.
To what?
MVP. MVP.
Look, here's my beef with all of this. Anything I say will be taken as slander. It's not. I have unbelievable respect for Coach of the Year, J.B. Bickerstaff. And what the Pistons have done is lovely. But make no mistake, it's a road to nowhere. They're not a contender for anything. But you know what they are? They are simply the last of the non-egregious Eastern Conference teams. And I'm not trying to. I'm just making a point. Oh, we beat the Celtics. What planet do you reside
on? No, here's the thing. You had the Celtics saying, you know, basically to paraphrase, we can take nights off and play, you know, Sam when we're playing teams like, you know, the Pistons.
Right, but JB didn't play and they were on a back-to-back.
Understand. But the next day, the Pistons, Mike, it was almost like their coming out party.
I know.
The nation realized, hey,
but here's your
Detroit's
problem.
Pretty good.
Here's the other issue I have, and it has nothing to do with the Pistons. The NBA is not a real league. I can't take the league seriously. Here, latest example. I'm going to be stepping away from my podcast to try to save the season.
Paul George.
But first of all, why does Paul George have a podcast? Second of all, season is dead. It's deader than Gene Hackman. Like, what are we doing here? Paul, season died 9 days ago. It's over. What are we doing? It's not a serious league.
Why does Gene Hackman take a stretch?
I love Gene Hackman, but he's dead.
It doesn't matter.
Well, let's segue right into it.
He's not alive. What do you want me to say?
Let's segue right into it.
He also lived till he was 100. Do you really feel bad for people when they get to 100?
Well, hold on.
I really just need to know what happened in that.
That's
house.
What the problem may
we
be.
We all want to know.
Because his kids may be investigated now.
Well,
there's a lot going on.
I want to tell you something. See, now I was all over this story on vacation. Sports, F it. This, all in. Because I love Gene Hackman.
Right. Why is the dog in the closet?
No. How could the daughter say I'm super close with my dad? Cutscene. I haven't talked to him in a few months. What?
It's called the will. That's what that's called.
Whoops.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Let's be real.
If you haven't seen the Poseidon Adventure, Gene Hackman was awesome in that. Kenny, go watch that movie.
Was that the angry priest?
He was a reverend who was a little disillusioned.
The angry priest. Yes.
Let's get over to some baseball news here because, sadly, both Matt Vierling and Parker Meadows are out injured for the Detroit Tigers. But here's the good news.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling.
Here's the good news. Javi is back to striking out.
Look,
because that's what he did on Friday.
The only name in there I truly care about is Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows is a very high-value player to what they do on defense alone. But it's still early. Let's just all calm down. No one's on the Anthony Rendon plan yet. So, not good, though. A little banged up. I saw Cobb. I don't know. What's he got? He got an epidural going
or
something?
Yep, sure does.
That's always a good sign.
Got to wait on that nerve for Parker Meadows to just wake on up.
Guy's 67 years old doing epidurals in spring training. Mm-hmm. We paid him $15 million.
Oh, by the way, David, real quick.
Yes.
How do you feel, both of you, and even you, Kenny, about Jimmy Johnson finally walking away and saying, I'm out of here. It was a nice 31-year career, but I'm done.
Decade late. But at least he's not Dick Vitale. Just retire. Please.
Can he take Terry Bradshaw with him?
Somebody needs
to. No. Terry can stay
as long
as he wants.
The microphone is mine until you ask the question.
I just wanted to.
Have you ever heard of Mean Joe Green?
Did you see any of the Super Bowl pregame? Because they played an AI video for Jimmy Johnson showing him all his years, Cowboys, Arkansas, all this stuff, and then played it and asked him, is there news? And he says, no, there's no news. They forced him out, basically.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's another thing. I get tired of the whole sympathy thing. Oh, they forced him out. Terrible.
Do I sound sympathetic?
He's 90.
I don't sound sympathetic. Bye-bye, Jimmy.
Get out of the chair. Give somebody else a shot. Isn't there some other broken-down athlete half his age they can hand a job to?
Yes, because it looks like Dan Orlovsky's back at ESPN.
Wow. What a blessing.
Go ahead.
Next.
And then I can close it out with this. Well, a couple things here. Stafford's returning to the Rams.
I'm bummed. I was actually excited for radio purposes. There is no way out for my team. I know this. The Giants weren't going anywhere. But how fun would it have been to have Stafford as the Giants QB while I'm doing this show? Oh, please. I'd be more of a pinata. I was a little bummed. Kelly Stafford in the New York papers every 10 minutes. Tatting it up. Oh, boy. Just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, it just wasn't meant to be. And then I'll close it out with this one because it just happened yesterday and Kenny just keeps telling me about it.
What?
John Cena turned heel.
Okay, that you can't put this on a segment of what you missed.
I mean, it
because
happened.
Everyone missed it because the only person that cares about it is Kenny Cott.
Go ahead, no, Kenny, give us 30 seconds,
no,
son.
No, and Kenny's BFF Gator.
Me, Gator,
they,
Evan, we all care about
it. Up.
He double-crossed Cody Rhodes on a premium live event called Elimination Chamber.
Who's Cody Rhodes?
Son of Dusty.
Related to, I was about to say, is he related to Dusty?
Yes, that's his father. There's your 30 seconds.
Okay. So do we care about this? And
I don't, and I don't.
So does he still go out and do the Save the Children, make the
no,
wish?
No, now he's saying F them kids. He hates them.
Oh,
I mean, has to now. He's a bad guy.
That's the heel turn.
Wait, will he push the wheelchair down the stairs
yep,
now?
Just like Nordberg.
He'll do the opposite of make a wish.
Here's your wish.
Make a wish, say your prayers.
You wish you didn't ask for me.
Evil John Cena's back. Did he just steal a child's bike?
Give me that cookie. You don't need it.
I mean, all right, was that a big deal to you, though? That's
absolutely.
a big thing.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
All right, good for you. All right, David, anything else while I was gone?
Yeah, Debo.
Listen,
the Commanders.
You're happy. Yep. The Commanders are happy. What's wrong with it? It makes sense. He's not their lead dog. You've got Pearsall. Ayuk comes back. You're good. They're good. Neighborhood's getting tougher.
And the real MVP, Juwan Jennings.
Great haircut.
It is. And he just makes catches.
Okay, then. That is what the hell I missed.